Topic number 10, human relationships. Relationship is the way people feel and behave towards each other. When two people are friendly towards each other and get on well together, we say that they have a good relationship. Relationship can be 1. Formal. For example, public relations or diplomatic relations. Also relations between manager and assistant. In formal relationship, people should keep their feelings at bay. 2. Informal. For example, personal relationships, romantic relationships or friendship. Relations among friends, neighbors, acquaintances, family members, girlfriend and boyfriend, or fiancé and fiancée. And so on. In informal relationship, people are on first names term. They can express their emotions. Relationship can also be 1. Short-term relationship. 2. Long-term relationship. In long-term relationship, there are three vital components that make up true love. 1. Intimacy. 2. Passion. 3. Commitment. Conditions for full-valued relationship. It contains foundation, some secrets but trust. To be honest with each other, not half-truth. To be pleasant to look at him or her. It absolutely okay if there are occasionally blowouts. Periodic arguing is usual. Problem is constant arguing, in other words, constant bickering. If you want to maintain your relationship with your love, you should also do these things, more compliments than criticize. Talking positive things about friends of your husband or wife. Remember, that it's okay to do things differently. Do not change your partner. Make time for the two of you. Marry someone that you enjoy listening and talking to. Marriage is sometime beautiful awful. Be patient and solve all of your problems with calm mind. Best gift to children is love of their parents. Dividing houseworks and spending money. Never, ever go to bed angry. Remember that people do fight. It's how you do it that matters. Before starting an argument, consider if it's really worth it. Never, ever mention the word divorce. Respect each other's privacy. Do you want to be right or to be married? Love is like childhood, you must learn to share. Marriage is not 50-50, it's two people giving 100% all of the time. A few types of relationships. 1. The relationship between men and women. The relationship between men and women in general has changed over years. Women were not treated equally to men in the past. They didn't have equal rights. In the past, women stayed at home and looked after children. They didn't have a job and couldn't vote. Today women have better jobs and better educational opportunities. Formerly women have equal rights to men, but they still do not have equal political power, or it is difficult for them to get a leading position in a company. 2. The relationship between a man and a woman. Girls and boys like to go out together. The boy usually asks the girl out, we say that they go on a date. If they don't understand each other and argue a lot, they break up / split up. If their relationship lasts and they get to know each other, they can fall in love and have a romantic relationship. Later they get engaged and they get married. When they get married, they become a husband and a wife. Some couples have problems in the marriage. For example, they don't understand each other. They argue a lot, because of money, they don't like their new relatives and so on. One of the partners can start having an affair/romance/a flirt. He or she falls in love with somebody else and finds a lover. If there are too many problems in the marriage, they can get a divorce. 3. Friendship. When we make friends, we usually try to find people who have similar hobbies and attitudes towards life as we do. A friendship between a man and a woman can sometimes change into love. I think that friendship is very important in our life. People often say, a friend in need is friend indeed. And I think it's true, because friends are here to help us when we need help. Most people have a best friend. A best friend is someone who is always here for you when you need him. He always helps you when you have problems. He always finds time to listen to you. He doesn't envy you when you are happy and successful, but he's happy with you. He helps you when other people disappoint you and let you down. And he can also forgive and forget when you disappoint him. 4. Relationships between neighbors. People have different relationships with their neighbors. Some people get on well with their neighbors. They help each other when they need help, they visit each other and they are good friends. Some neighbors have a neutral relationships. They don't see each other very often, they only say hello to each other when they meet. Some neighbors have a bad relationship. They don't like each other because they argue, usually because of land or garden. This happens especially when there is a big difference between the neighbors. For example, younger and older neighbors. The older neighbors don't like loud music and so on. 5. Relationships between the older generation, grandparents and the younger generation, grandchildren. Sometimes there are generation problems between the younger generation and the older generation. Older people usually don't understand young people. Other relationships in a society. 1. The relationship between different races, religions and social groups. In many countries the relationship towards other races, religions and social groups is very bad. In every country there live minorities. For example, gypsies. Also people who have a different color of the skin, for example black people, Chinese people, people from India and so on. These relationships are based on prejudice, intolerance and narrow-mindedness. Sometimes people are rude towards these people, because they know nothing about them and they are suspicious. 2. Society and disabled people. People usually had prejudices or they were ignorant towards disabled people in the past, but the situation nowadays is better because people have more informations. There are many organizations that help disabled people and look after them. Some disabled people are very intelligent, for example Dr. Stephen Hawking. He is a scientist, he writes books and lectures at the Oxford University. He cannot move and he's in his wheelchair. Many disabled people are artists, actors or sportsmen. They can participate at the Paralympic Games. 3. Homeless people. They have nowhere to live because they lost their job and home. But there are some homeless people who like to live on the street. They don't want to do something with their life to improve it. We can support them by buying a magazine Nota Bene. This magazine is sold by homeless people and it gives them a chance to earn some money for better life. There are types of parents. 1. Assertive democratic. They have rules, but they know how to make compromises. They monitor child, so they know him very well. 2. Authoritative style. They have strict rules, they are not dealing with child. 3. Permissive parents. They give children freedom and flexibility, they don't give them any rules, so they are allowed to do everything. 4. Overly strict parents. They control their children and they are extremely strict. Reasons for change of behavior of a child, physical illness, changes at school, pressure in a group, growing up, finding their purpose. We can say that too much freedom is not good for children. Life events and celebrations. Life events, birthday party, Christmas, New Year, Saint Valentine's Day, Easter, carnival, wedding, divorce, funeral.